He's had to fight for his life since birth. Today, he's not only surviving, but inspiring others. City's John Ackerman continues his Courage to Come Back Award profiles with a look at the recipient in the youth category.
Casey Wright of Mission was just 6 months old when he was first diagnosed with cancer. 13 years later, his brain tumor was finally removed, but 10 days after that, he suffered a debilitating stroke on his right side, leaving him unable to walk or talk for a time.
And then I had the kind of rare instance, an aneurysm, which is very rare in children. So I had to go to VGH to deal with that. And now I'm stable for now, and here we are.
Now 21, Casey is working on realizing his dreams of working in film and television. And when he's not doing that, he raises money and speaks on behalf of cancer organizations.
Sometimes certain things are very hard, but I have the motivation of my friends and my family to keep me going.
With the Courage to Come Back, John Ackerman, City News.
Congratulations to Casey, one of the most amazing human beings I've had the privilege of meeting. Well, you could say he's been a fighter all his life, and today he not only meets his medical challenges head on, but also finds lots of ways to give back. City's John Ackerman continues the series, The Courage to Come Back Profiles, with a look at the recipient of the Youth Award.
Casey Wright of Mission was just a baby when he was met with his first challenge.
Well, it started out at 6 months old with a cancerous brain tumor that left me with some deficiencies in my vision and my hormone system, and that also affects my height, so I'm only 4 feet tall.
Casey's brain tumor was finally removed in 2013, only for him to suffer a right-side stroke 10 days later and an aneurysm after that.
I couldn't move, couldn't talk, no voice, anything.
Today, the 21-year-old has already led quite the life. He's performed in a play written about his life and is working on realizing his dreams of working in film and television. Truly, another example of the courage to come back. John Ackerman, City News.
Absolutely. Congratulations, Casey. So well deserved. In his life, he survived cancer, a stroke, even an aneurysm. And today, he's not only living to tell the tale, but he's using his story to empower others. City's John Ackerman has more on the Courage to Come Back Award recipient in the youth category.
Mission's Casey Wright has always battled the odds. Diagnosed with cancer at just 6 months old, it affected his vision, his hormones, even his height. Then when his tumor was removed, he suffered a stroke that temporarily robbed him of his speech and mobility. But today, at 21, he has not only survived, he finds fulfillment through his charity work.
I love it. It's very fun to be a role model and to speak for people that don't want to speak or are afraid to speak about their situations.
His ultimate goal, to work in film and TV, and he already has some credits to his name. But if there's one thing to take away from Casey's story, it's this.
Even though I've had all these major setbacks in my life, I just keep pushing forward and advocating to everybody, don't give up. There's always a better day coming.
With the Courage to Come Back, John Ackerman, City News.
Thank you, Casey, and congratulations. City News is a proud sponsor of the Coast Mental Health Courage to Come Back Awards. You can make a difference as well by donating. Visit couragetocomeback.ca.